Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Doesn't that sound like Adam Schiff in the middle of a January 6th debacle? I've got me some evidence, and trust me, I've seen it. Money. No, the evidence is deeper than Swalwell was in a Chinese spy. Check one.
Let's check, baby.
Hey, I'll tell you the story about the time I banged some lady in front of 30 people while the song played.
Let's check, baby.
I know, it was a better draw than me doing stand-up.
Stay away, fool.
That's right.
The block rule and the law of the shack.
Uh-huh. Sit with back in the middle of a field. Just a funky old shack.
Jerk,
and I
what?
Get back.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, glitter on the mattress. Is that the they raided the house of the of the judge who used the false information on the FBI to raid Mar-a-Lago? Oh, my God. We've got the best Florida news coming up on deck of the show. Round and around and around and around.
Everybody's moving. Everybody's moving.
Sing along.
Folks lining up. Outside
just to get down.
Everybody's moving. Everybody's moving.
Fucking little shot. Fucking little shot.
Coming up on Thursday's show. I mean, that's today. I'm reading my own tweets. At John Toll on Twitter. Until I get absolutely obliterated from every social media that there is. No, I'm down to... I'm on YouTube, kinda. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. I have no, I don't care what you invent. I don't care what government who is an enemy, both foreign and domestic, to the United States would give me an app. Make every entertainer who uses it famous while they mine your data to put you in a FEMA camp. Coming up on today's show, hoods, lawnmower, death, biohazard, nothing personal, terror, Kenny Loggins, the B-52s you're listening to right now. Harm's Way, Violent Spider Crew, Social Distortion, no, Suicidal Tendencies, Claw, Ex-Hoarder, Corrosive Nails, and coming out of Pakistan, Tabahi Raging. No, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Raging in the Simulation on Denver's top iconic rock. It is Whiskey and the Surfer. This is an album that I wore out.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This was an album that I wore out. No, I wore this album out. No, I'll start this thing over. No, I did not buy you a Grim Reaper album so you could sit alone in your bedroom masturbating and saying that you'll see people in hell.
See you in hell.
Steve Grimmett, rest in peace. 62, way too young, my friends.
Can I make you an offer? Look out of you! Oh, yes! I kept my eyes on you, cause I'll tell you not to lose. And you can come with me to a place you know so well. I will take you to the very place.
Take along, you nerds!
See you in hell, my friend! See you in hell, my friend! See you in hell, my friend! I see you in hell!
If you're not standing on your boss's desk with your ass down or your ass up, now you know you're showing him the, you're giving him the old 2-week notice. No, I know, dude, I already told you folks that I will be shitting on Nancy Pelosi's grave when, God willing, it happens. No, so what I've been practicing, right? I've been getting jobs and then leaving 2-week notices that I've dumped. No, have you heard of yellow snow? I do a thing called a brown quitting. I jump on my boss's desk. I make sure I eat something that does not agree with my bowel system. I spread those cheeks. I drink a Coors Light, a Hams, a Keystone Light, and a Fresca at the same time. I look my boss in the eyes as I bend over and look backwards. I poop exactly that message on their desk. And you should do that too, folks. We own the power in this world. Awesome to see all that footage coming out of Europe, those festivals in Europe, dear God. And yes, I am working on new music. I will hit that high note. This is appalling. Woman accused of dragging a disabled patient by the hair. I heard that's how Liz Cheney got dragged out of Congress. Is that true? It was Maya Flores dressed in a bikini and a buffalo helmet. She had Liz Cheney by the hair dragging her back to hell. No, and you would think that since her father was the devil's top general, she would have gotten better treatment, but no. Blown out in the state that she carpet-bagged in. By 30 points? 40 points? Do we only believe the polls when we agree with how it turned out? Something to consider is the technocracy and the tyranny and the anti-human agenda marches forward. One line of fentanyl at a time, raging.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, that's right.
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlantic Highway, looking for the love getaway.
County, Florida, a caregiver was arrested. She ripped out a disabled patient's hair, the Attorney General's office announced on Wednesday. Ripping out a disabled person's hair, or as I call myself, defending my liberty from the IRS. Who did these people hire? Based on the hiring process, based what I saw on these online, this is how we train IRS agents to go after conservatives so they can murder them in their own front yards. You know, just like they did to all the greats, William Cooper. I'm convinced that they did such a good job on their diversity hiring that any aggression, verbal, online, thought, or actually pulling a gun to defend yourself against these armed assassins. Yeah, well, there's two steps to my front door, so good luck. I'm telling you, they did such a good job with their diversity hiring that any aggression will also have a hate crime addendum added to it. The IRS is outside of your front door. They are just lining up to get down. According to TurboTax, I'm allowed to use my income to dig a mass grave in my front yard. Is that true? No, I'm burying my Chrysler. Oh, this just in. Illegal to bury your Chrysler unless it's an electric vehicle. Florida stepping up. Oh, you want to be a rogue IRS agent? You're going to be licensed, bonded. And if you screw up, we're going to go after you, your organization, and sue the balls off you. Raging. Sitting here in the studio at, when did I make this? Monday morning? Tuesday morning? No. It's not real. Monday morning. And I said, what if I put this right here and put this right here? What if I put the B-52s and violence together? And then talked about the IRS. Oh my God, there's a knock at your door, folks, and you owe money. And the gentleman's name is Officer Nice. One of the Bay Area's finest ragers. It's violence. You are moshing. She ripped out a disabled patient's hair, the Attorney General's office announced on Wednesday. Attorney General Ashley Moody's Medicaid Fraud Control Unit. Jeez, how long is that business card? I heard it was so big, if you put two poles on it, you could house two homeless people underneath it. Is that true? And the Leon County Sheriff's Office said they arrested this dude. Dragged an adult with disabilities by the hair to the point of pulling their hair out, leaving a bald spot with redness and blood on the patient's scalp. Oh, it's a lady. Was arrested and faces one count of abuse of elderly or disabled adult, which is a third degree felony. If she's convicted, she faces up to 5 years in prison, $5,000 in fine. But the good news, when she gets out for good behavior, she gets a job at the IRS. What you are experiencing around the world, folks, not just here in the United States, the freest country in the freest world ever. Oh, you don't understand that the planet that you are standing on, flat or a sphere, we haven't figured that out yet. You are in as much as that planet is free in the universe, you standing upon it is as free as the planet as it stands in the universe. Unless you are a person in control who is watching their power disappear because you used and weaponized the Justice Department to go after your political rivals. And because you did that, you're going to lose your party. You're going to lose your power. You already lost Roe versus Wade. And as they go out, as they're being shown the door, the only thing that's left, because what they've done, they've embraced linear time. They've embraced everything that quote-unquote is progress. So if they change the definition, and as they change the definition, guess what? Oh no, we changed it for our benefit. We changed it again for our benefit. We changed it again for our benefit. And by the time they redefine liberty, they're talking about their liberty, and they were never talking about yours. It's Spider Crew! Yeah! Let's go! So you, as a free person standing on a free planet in a free universe, do not need the people who have used and co-opted language in order to control you. And in as much as you're a danger to them, they will control you with the language. It's harm's way. On Denver's top iconic Here's a slight modicum of good news. I don't know if you watch the libs of TikTok. How does that sound? Does that sound too tinny? Check one, check two. Right there? No? You? Uh-huh. No. Check. No. Present? No. Uh-huh. What about this? No, I just turned riffs up to 11. Oh. No, I was watching one of those Let's Learn About the World David Attenborough things. And they said, do you know what gives away if something is poisonous? How brightly colored it is. Why is it when I go on the libs of TikTok there on Twitter and I watch the progressives, the communists, the liberals, the socialists, the anti-humanists parade their beliefs? They have no fear in what they're saying. The fear is when you show what's happening to this extremely tiny yet well-funded part of the community as they're marched forward as the reality of quote-unquote progress. Then as soon as it's shown to the masses and it's shown for the lunacy of what it has always been, as they do anything, they will lie in any way to make sure that their subjective reality replaces your objective reality. What if I just dropped out all the guitars, I put in Amy Winehouse choking on her last breath, and I go, listen to that riff. You'd be like, that doesn't sound metal, or does it? So the dead giveaway of the communist folks is that in their world, in every opinion, subjectivity always leads objectivity. Objectivity meaning you're a free person on a free planet floating freely in the universe. It's suicidal tendencies raging in the simulation. Mercy for the folks in the CDC who, after controlling the population to the suicidal deaths of hundreds of thousands, as they face their own obliteration in politics come the midterms, now have to trot out an apology. Our bad. We were wrong about masks. We were wrong. Well, first of all, we were wrong about 6 feet social distancing. Do you know they wanted 10 feet? Can you believe that? And they said, you cannot figure out how far away 10 feet is, but you can figure out what 6 feet is. We were wrong about that. We forced you to wear a mask from a company that was forced to put on the side of the box, this mask does not stop the coronavirus. You were forced to wear that mask. You were told to get a vaccine that was going to stop you from getting COVID and stop you from transmitting the virus to another person, and it did neither. They said it was a one-time deal, and now you're on your fourth booster. And the folks who lied, they didn't lie. You ever been cheated on? I made a mistake. Whoa, you made how many mistakes? 200,000 mistakes to get to that part? I'm not going to forget. I'm just never going to listen again. Not that I was listening in the beginning anyway. Because when this started, it looked like every single metal album that I was ever handed that said that the government and the technocracy was going to take us over. And here it was, front and center, and we all saw it. Except the regime artists who said, I'm going down with the communist ship.
West King and Flip River.
That's right.
We're not doing this.
I just told you.
We're here to defend America and human freedom.
Listen up.
Nothing but moshing. Single riffs over riffs. Nothing but riffing in the name of riffs. West King and the 106.3 Denver's top iconic rock.
Yeah, there you go. Check two. Joe Biden is a clone.
That is true. That is true.
Run by an AI who is here to destroy humanity.
And McCain and George Bush were assassinated for treason.
Fake news!
How fake?
Fake news!
None of it's real. None of it. Not a single breath of this.
Except the truth.
I mean, there's that. Raging in the simulation. It's Whiskey and the Surfer, Denver's top iconic rock. It is the almighty biohazard. Thumping Florida man accused of throwing a holy book at a deputy. No, I heard,
Side of the tracks!
In here, Salman Rushdie went to the wrong side of the wrong part of the wrong town, and he was stabbed with a sharpened Koran. Is that true? Wait, if you thought getting away with a crime was funny, you should see them burn the evidence. Suspect claimed God told him to break into his neighbor's home. Because you, as a capitalist, have things and property, and me, as a communist, was told by my regime, by my God, Klaus Schwab, that your stuff was my stuff. And do you know how long it took the 40 of us to get fake vests from the IRS? And we had to dye our hair normal? Some of us still had to have the weird hell. This guy's even pretending to be in a wheelchair. Who is he? Harvey Weinstein swung on in the drive. Man had just broken into his neighbor's home because he claimed God told him to throw a Bible. Wait a minute. No, God told him to throw a Bible at a deputy who responded. So which one was it? Both? Victim called them on the 22nd of September. Wait, how old is this? Not only is it fake news, it's old fake news. Click Orlando.com. Found the door had been kicked in. This guy's neighbors, 39, told him I was mad. How mad were you?
Looking at a dirty old window down below the cars of the city you're running by.
It's lawnmower death.
Still alone and I'm
racing. The victim to borrow clothes. When the guy said no, he waited until he left and then kicked the door down. Was he a Terminator? Cops said as they arrived at the scene was approached wearing only underwear. Are you wearing those special Trump underwear that Mike Lindell is selling online? Oh, I've heard that as a sign of being an extremist. Anyways, I'm going to go to mass now. No, I'm not paying attention to the fact that my own side of my news has just said that me, an old lady, going to a daily mass is now a sign of extremism. Well, I'm going to pray that they change. Oh, I know that if I once read a history book, you would see that there is 100 million dead on... Well, oh yeah. Now, the communism has been known to kill 100 million. They're on their way to 1 billion. Anyways, I'm going to pray for them. Oh, I wonder why the church is burning.
This guy yelled, "I condemn you," and then he threw a Bible hitting the deputy in the face.
No, I know. I just sold a new television show. It's called Karens and Karans. That's right. No. It's where a Karen acts up in public. The only thing you can do to smite her is throw a Karan at her. We have a special panel of judges who took time away from their child brides to come and say whether or not using the Karan is acceptable in this instance. Good news, if you win, you get to keep being alive, and if you lose, we will drown you in a cage. The victim's wife said she had about $50 worth of clothing was stolen, noted that there was damage to the door, a mattress had been placed on its side, and a window had been broken.
Shattered glass all over the floor.
After he was handcuffed, he defecated himself and then asked to speak with the deputy. But when the other cops came over to speak with him, he would stare blankly and not answer questions.
We're the same, you and me. We're the same, don't you see?
We are not the same. I'm an American. You're a sick asshole.
Fuck you! Let's fight! Fuck you! Let's fight!
Win or lose, it's alright!
Fuck you! Let's fight!
Say it straight with me tonight!
Fuck you! Let's fight!
That's right!
Fuck you! Let's fight!
Everybody!
Fuck you! Let's fight! Come on!
Fuck you! Let's fight!
Come on,
motherfucker!
It's nothing personal from Virginia Beach.
On Denver's top iconic rock, you're moshing.
Do a triple shot.
That sticks rules!
It's getting late and I'm really drunk. Don't hurt me, I'm out of luck. That's alright, I'm all alone. Those skinny girls call me at home. For you, you're gonna use your breath. I turn the donuts into half a dress. You're your man, but now I'm the beat. When I say
fat,
say what?
F-A-T!
I think I'm licking. Even though
they smell like red chicken.
Look at girls, look at twice my size.
What?
When I'm not looking, you're
stealing my prize.
Now I know that you're the one. Hanging with you, it's time for fun. Now I know where the good stuff's at. Once you go back, you'll never
go back.
Nothing personal.
Baseball bats.
According to news for SanAntonio.com, guy has no arms. Arrested for stabbing a tourist with scissors using his feet. It is bad enough to see an adult man wearing sandals. I gotta look down and I gotta see if you have a Rambo knife in your toes, dear God. As a homeless artist, is your art being homeless, or you make art while you're homeless? This guy has no arms. He can only use his feet. No. Boy, if you know one thing about Mikey Hood, the dude loves football. You nerds call it soccer. This guy was charged with aggravated battery after he allegedly stabbed this dude, a visiting tourist from Chicago. according to a witness, attacked the guy, asked this guy for directions. He was like, you want me to point which way or not which way with my not having arms? Stabbing in the arm before fleeing on foot. I believe this is Claw.
It's not, it's X-Order.
Is it? I only made this thing 2 days ago. Why don't I know who this is? This is the freaking Hood. Hilarious.
Different recording.
I'm telling you, it's one thing to listen to this demo 4,000 times when you owned it. Another 1,000 times while you watch them being made. How awesome is that I thought it was frickin' X-Hoarder up top?
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah.
Hoarder, just like I freaking told you. No, it's not like I made this audio and then a few days later listened to it 10 times. It's not like I shouldn't know this, even though I don't know it. I'm so great at picking riffs. Every single riff I know is so great that all the bands end up sounding the same. How is that possible? Raising to all my brothers
and thrash metal sisters around the world.
So what has happened here in the United States is that we may be looking at, let's just say, Donald Trump at no time has trusted anyone around him, most importantly, Jared and Ivanka. Or he has, and we're really in trouble. So when he has the normal security detail, and then all of a sudden they go, hey, we've got a new guy who's working here. Yeah, well, can he be trusted? I don't know. He came from the bureau that just tried to set up the Governor Whitmer plot. Oh, I'm sure he's fine then. Would you use a barium test, a bullshit test, to see if indeed there was a leak inside of your security force? Would you put something up on the monitor? How much egg is going to be on how much media face when it is determined that Donald Trump did set up Merrick Garland, did set up the DOJ, did set up this judge, this Epstein-connected judge, who is going to release the affidavit, released it redacted? From everything I'm hearing, it doesn't matter whether or not you see it, because they can just lie and continue to lie. They can edit emails and still keep their jobs as lawyers. Does that sound like the rule of law? Or does that sound like the ruling power? As an objective person who objectively looks at objective reality and sees that every single definition, every single reality is being changed using Merriam-Webster in front of your eyes, that they're doubling down and they're doubling down and they're doubling down. At the same time they're doubling down, they're narrowing. Because it's not just if you love your country that puts you on an extremist list. Do you love your God? It puts you on an extremist list. You carry a rosary. How serious were they when they said that silence is violence and they realized that prayer is also silent? How long, how far away are they from saying prayer is violence? And then they doubled down again. No. Silent prayer is violence. Now go over here and get asymptomatically tested for a disease we renamed the flu. Cause inflation, they say that's not inflation, and then when inflation finally shows up, oh, we were wrong about it. And then a recession shows up. Now, that's not a recession. We were wrong. This isn't going to make more inflation. This cuts your out. Sorry. And you keep voting us in, right and left, because it covers over the true players in the game, which is all the money coming through K Street and the administrative state. And the chess pieces on the board that you're allowed to see, the Liz Cheneys of the world, the Adam Kinzingers of the world, the Nancy Pelosi, the Adam Schiffs, the Eric Swalwells of the world are just there as distractions to allow the administrative state to continue to work unchecked. And even though Barack Obama said you would never raise taxes in the middle of a recession, here we are. Oh, I'm sorry, we purposefully created the worst depression ever. That's at the end of it. Oh, I'm sorry, we'll change our guidelines for COVID. We'll change our guidelines for inflation. We'll change our guidelines for recession. We'll change our guidelines for an actual depression. Trust us. While riding a Ferris wheel at Cedar Point.
Stay classy, Ohio.
Florida man and Ohio woman have both been charged with public indecency after allegedly having sex while riding a Cedar Point Ferris wheel on Sunday. Oh, that is extra level evil. Now, bro, you're getting an HJ on an entertainment vehicle? On a Sunday? Dear God. According to the Sandusky Police Department, Jerry was not available. A group of four females witnessed this guy and this lady were engaged in a sexual intercourse with each other inside of the cart ahead of the witnesses. Their private areas were clearly seen. They were shaking the Ferris wheel cart more than the other poorly put together carts were also shaking. They denied having sex on the ride, then insisted they were merely bending over to pick up a pack of cigarettes. Oh, but then they pulled their masks off and they went to the Erie County Jail. Hilarious. Well, don't do that. You don't think the FBI, the IRS, the CIA, and the NSA are not invading carnivals throughout the Midwest? Watching all of you dangerous people of faith use cash for entertainment? In a free society, on a free planet, floating?
Yeah! It's the body! Politics!
How hard is this?
You are moshing!
Tuesday after threatening another dude and his mother with a machete. Oh, no.
That's right. The fight. The fight.
Yeah. Charged with multiple counts of aggravated assault with a weapon. Mechanic charged this dude for repairs that were unable to be made. I'm gonna change your oil. It's $39.95. You're here to pick up your car? Well, unfortunately, we're not able to change your oil. That'll be $39.95. Oh, you don't like that? And then here's my machete. The guy got in his vehicle, drove in an aggressive manner toward two of the victims before stopping within feet of them, and then he exited the car with a machete and threatened both victims. One of the dudes getting threatened pulled out a firearm and the altercation ceased. You know, what you do is you bring a gun to a machete fight. Minutes. I gotta find one more story.
Terror.
I'm just making sure sure I have not screwed up every other frickin' band in this order. It's not like I don't spend 10 hours putting this frickin' audio together. That's what I write on my timesheet anyways, ha-ha, zing. At John Toll on Twitter, at Real John Toll on Instagram. All around the world, send me a message. Let me know where you're listening from. I see the cities. I see the countries. How are you finding this? That's what I want to know, and then share it with your friends.
We'll keep growing.
Because there is one fight, folks. It's you. What you're being sold and told is it's you versus your neighbor. And the fight that is truly left is your neighborhood versus the person who owns your neighborhood. As they pay attention, as they do top-down power, understand that the real power here lies in the power of the people coming together to peacefully take back what has always been their freedom. And the diversity, equity, and inclusion, folks, and the ecological governor, which one is that? You promised to be a good corporation and will allow you to continue to be one? It's going to take the states and the cities and the counties coming together and saying that we're not allowing this discriminatory style of governance to ever take root here in a country based on equality. That's why the communists are selling equity. Because we know our freedom to be objective. They believe your freedom is subjective to their choices. And as soon as they turn your freedom into their subject, that makes you their object. That's what all of this is about.
It's terror.
What's going to change this, folks, is a four-month general strike. It's the only thing that'll change it. For more than 108 days, no one on this planet does anything other than stay alive. And that's why it's important now to get your energy up, your food up, your exercise up, your health up, because you are going to need it in the coming decline. Land, extra food, ammo, things to barter with. Continue to double down and double down and double down, even when it's exposed.
There have been times in my life I've been wondering why. Still somehow I believe we'd always survive. Now I'm not so sure. Left to provide. You think that maybe it's over, only if you want it to be.
Are you gonna wait for a sign, your miracle? Stand up and fight.
This is it.
Make no mistake where you are.
This is it.
You're back.
Oh, wondering why. It's here, the moment is now.
When they feel that power is going to be pulled from them, they're going to double down and double down on the violence. They've already outlined what the plan is. A, stop him from running.
Keep me in.
B, stop him from winning. C, stop him from being sworn in. If it means we have to release every single organization onto the streets to cause violence, to start a war, a physical war, a civil war, in order to preserve our power, well, then I guess you haven't looked up the new definition of power. There it is.
Forward, send your map. Here's your miracle.
So for you, those of you and those of us, of people of faith, who objectively know God's love, you are their enemy.
This is
Kissinger's American genocide using the Christians.
This is it.
Make sure your food is up, your ammo is up, you know and love your neighbors, and pay attention to every single person you talk to and interact with. It will not take much to turn citizens against citizens in a snitch culture, but it's necessary in a rise of tyranny.
It's not up to me this time.
This is China's tyranny brought to us through the corporation which own our government.
Make no mistake where you are.
This is it.
What can you do? Stay local, get local, and train and get ready. Get ready to work, folks, because it's going to take a lot of heavy lifting to get this country back on track.
This is it.
And you will be asked more of you than you ever thought was asked possible in order to save this republic, and you will gladly do that. And that's just in this country, that's every country around the world, as your countries are being stolen from you by an international cabal here to wage war on you because they've labeled you a carbon-based being and your carbon that you are involved in as a danger to their future.